You can smell the creek that runs through Lynn Hesla's backyard in Hillview before you can see it. The stench of sewage permeates the air. It smells awful. And Hesla says sometimes it's much worse.
Yeah, it's like walking into an old-time outhouse that's never been cleaned.
Like all the time or just when it's really bad?
When it's really bad.
And this is really bad?
No, right now it's not. The smell's not.
So this is just like normal?
This is normal. This smell is a normal for us.
Seeing partially treated sewage float down the creek has also become normal for Hesla and her neighbors. When a mechanical failure happened at the Bullet Hills wastewater treatment plant last weekend, it was the latest in several similar instances over the past few years.
Basically, a piece broke in one of the treatment processes.
That's Charlie Roth with the Kentucky Division of Water's Louisville office. He says the Bullet Hills plant has had recurring problems. Many of those issues stem from the fact that it's what's known as a packaged treatment plant, a way of treating sewage that's still in use throughout Kentucky, but becoming obsolete. Bullitt County has 8 of the plants. Jefferson County has 16.
There's not really any redundancy built into them. So if one process breaks down, there's not a backup that they can use while they fix it.
So when a component went bad this weekend in Bullitt County, the plant kept pumping as usual. It pumped sewage into an unnamed tributary of Tanyard Branch, which flows into the Salt River and eventually the Ohio. When people see sewage flowing behind their houses, they can't necessarily count on the state to act fast either. The State Department for Environmental Protection has a hotline to report environmental emergencies. A tip was called in on Monday, 3 days after sewage started flowing into the creek. The Division of Water responded Tuesday.
Calls come in all the time. A determination has to be made at that time. Does this fall into routine notification or an emergency?
Spokeswoman Allison Fleck says the department considers certain events emergencies, fish kills, large chemical leaks, or anything that creates a sheen on the water. A release of raw sewage from a small package plant doesn't fall into any of those categories.
It's unpleasant. It's more of an aesthetic. Yes, it needs to be dealt with, but it didn't constitute an emergency.
Kentucky can fine the Bullitt County Sanitation District for the release and for failing to report the event to the state. But it's more economical for the delinquent district to keep paying fines than to eliminate their package plants. Manager Jerry Kennedy estimates it would cost the county more than $50 million to eliminate the plants in favor of more sophisticated treatment options.
And when you only have about 3,800 customers, it's just hard to spread that kind of cost over the customers, you know, for a 20, 30-year bond issue to do this. And so, you know, economics does step in to a certain extent. So we upgrade and do the best we can with what we got.
Standing by the polluted creek, Lynn Hesla shakes her head when I ask if the fines are effective.
They just keep on fining them, and they keep on paying it, and it starts back over again, the whole routine.
As of yesterday afternoon, the plant was repaired, and officials say the creek should be cleaned by the end of the week. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Erica Peterson.